smile on.
I get to the scene a little after 4 a.m., just as they're bringing out the first body. Vincent and Maroney both have nearly 20 years in on the force, and they look like they just had their guts ripped out. A paramedic nearly drops the stretcher because he can't stop himself from throwing up. What the hell is happening to my city? I get a peek under the sheet. The body isn't even recognizable as human. The skin has lost all color. Eyes crossed, not stretched out in a hideous grin. How many more like that inside?
8 or 9 at least. Couldn't say for sure, Captain.
Three hours ago, a homeless veteran stumbled into this abandoned factory, looking for shelter from the storm. Poor soul. Beat cop found him running down Broadway, screaming his lungs out 10 minutes later. I don't blame him. I've been in combat, seen plenty of dead bodies. But I've never seen anything like this. Bodies everywhere. Various states of decay. No real pattern that I can tell. Men, women, my god, that boy can't be more than 12. The only unifying feature is that haunting smile. Still, I'm not all that surprised. All the changes Gotham's been through in the last year. Like the Batman trying to wage a one-man war on crime and corruption. Helped me take down a lot of crooked cops, and got the mob's hand from around the city's throat. For a while, at least. But in the end, no matter how you look at it, the landscape of the city has changed. That Red Hood character a few months back was the first sign. Fool running around in a costume, taking down scores. Disappeared the first time he got a look at Batman, though. But since then, it's just been a waiting game. Waiting for more of these freaks to start crawling out of the woodwork. And it's not just Gotham. The whole world is changing. Read about some Superman in the Daily Planet a while back, and someone called the Flash in Keystone. Apparently runs faster than the speed of sound. I guess this is my world now. Cops and killers in gunmetal blue. People who do things like this.
Captain Gordon.
I was hoping you'd be here. What do you think?
I think it's bad. Some of these people have been dead for nearly a month. I think whoever did this was practicing on them.
Good God.
And I think this is just the beginning.
Oh, great. What the hell is happening to my city?
Dinner with Henry Claridge at the Gotham Gentlemen's Club is boring. More so than most of the functions Bruce Wayne is invited to, even. Claridge wants Wayne Industries to finance a joint venture with his own corporation. Some kind of chemical processing factory. I use the old, I'm just a figurehead line, and tell him I'll speak to the board. But I know too much about his securities fraud troubles to ever really do that. He prattles on anyway. This man who's had everything in his life handed to him, and who still manages to find ways to make poor people poorer. I pretend to listen. Mulling over the details from last night's crime scene. What kind of mind would create such horror?
Like this, for example. Whose tax dollars do you think it was paid for all that renovation?
2 weeks away from its scheduled reopening, just outside the city, Arkham Asylum has a long and brutal history, beginning when its own architect went mad, hacking its workmen to death with an axe. He was convicted and sentenced to spend the rest of his life in the same dark halls that had sent him over the brink. Hopes remain high, however, that this newly renovated structure will... Excuse me.
Good evening, Gotham and Gothamites everywhere. Thought I'd take time out of my oh-so-busy schedule to say hi and make a few not-so-veiled threats. So hello, goodbye, you're all going to die! Sorry, sometimes I just kill me. Especially when I think about killing you. But hey, before we get to the wholesale destruction part of our little terror experience, let's pick a few of our favorite sons for a special shout-out. Henry Clarence, I'm looking at you, old boy, and your future looks dim indeed. In fact, if I were a psychic, I'd say the bell would certainly be tolling for thee tonight at midnight. Oh, what the hell, I'll say it anyway. You die at midnight, Henry, and then we can all have a good laugh at your expense. Bang. Now what the heck is this? I guess you just can't trust old ammo. Luckily, I brought a backup.
What do you make of that, Wayne? Wayne?
This man, this killer, will be long gone by the time I reach the parking garage, I know. But I hurry anyway. If I'm lucky, I can get to the scene before the police this time. Before they've trampled all over the evidence. But it's not all about luck anymore. I've done a lot to shave the odds in my favor. And it's about time I gave this car a trial run in the real world.
Vehicle conversion activated.
Yes. I'm confident I'll get there long before Gordon and his men.
He's been here. Nothing is out of place, but I can tell. Let's get a move on, people. We've got rain coming, and I don't want to lose evidence.
One shell casing here, Captain. Probably from the bullet that killed the cameraman. Some shoe prints over here. I'll get started on the mold.
Right. The strange thing is, I'm glad he's been here. My wife and niece were watching that broadcast with me tonight. I saw their faces. This psychotic has to be stopped, and fast. I'm going to have a look inside. Be right back.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Okay. What have you found?
Not enough. But enough to make me worried. It looks like he spent some time in here, waiting for that TV crew to arrive. It's written in blood.
One by one, they'll hear my call. Then this wicked town will follow my fall. Great, he's a poet now, too.
No, he's a murderer, plain and simple.
He's a lot worse than that, and we both know it. I mean, Christ, he slaughtered those people outside just to deliver a message. And let's not forget about last night's little atrocity exhibition.
What does he want?
He wanted the TV crew's mobile transmitter van. With minor adjustments, he'll be able to broadcast live anytime he wants now.
Good God. This city's gonna go crazy if he really does kill Claridge tonight. You know that? As it turns out, we don't have to wait until midnight for the city to go nuts. By the time I get back to Central, they've already scheduled a press conference. Commissioner Grogan makes me stand around his window dressing while the mayor lies to the media.
The police have the situation well in hand. And I can assure you that this madman will be brought to justice, and swiftly.
Like a true politician making promises he can't keep. And who looks bad if things don't go smoothly or swiftly?
Captain Gordon is personally running the investigation, and you all know Jim Gordon's record as a hero cop in this city. He'll take your questions now.
Gordon, can you tell us if you have any leads?
Is Henry Claridge going to be safe tonight?
As always, I can't comment on the progress of an ongoing investigation. However, the GCPD is doing our best to protect Henry Claridge and the rest of the citizens of Gotham.
So the GCPD can't guarantee Claridge's safety?
There are no guarantees in this life. We'll do our best.
Is it true the police have dubbed this freak the Joker?
I hadn't heard that, but the name fits.
What about the Bat? Is he involved in the Joker case?
I'm sorry, if there are no more real questions, I'll get back to work. I've got a killer to catch.
Captain Gordon! Gordon!
Grogan will tear my head off later, but I don't care. I wasn't hired to play nice with the press. I'm a police. And right now I've got to figure out how to keep Henry Claridge alive.
Claridge is a jackass, won't wear a vest, and refuses to go into protective custody, so Gordon and his men have to lock down his whole building. Not as easy a thing to do, but Claridge is an important donor to the mayor's re-election campaign, so he gets special treatment. I can hear Gordon inside yelling at someone to get that news copter out of here. Claridge is laughing, like this is all a big joke. But his voice quivers as he chuckles. He's scared to death.
Mr. Claridge, I told you already. You need to keep away from the windows. We don't know what we're dealing with here.
Come on, Gordon. I mean, this guy's just trying to put a scare into me.
Well, he's killed a lot of people to do so, if that's the case. So what say we take him seriously for the time being?
All right. Have it your way. I don't see how this joke could get to me anyway. You've got me surrounded.
Captain, we've got a problem.
What is it?
There's movement in one of the air shafts on the 32nd floor.
Gordon here, what's the situation?
We're just pulling him out now, Captain.
Don't take any chances. This man is dangerous.
I can get on your freaking knees, deadbag!
Easy. I'm with the Gazette. All clear, Captain. Just some idiot photographer trying to get a scoop.
I want that fool brought downtown in cuffs. This isn't a game.
Hey, look, Gordon. Look at the time. It looks like you were all worried about nothing.
Wait. That quivering Claridge's voice wasn't just nervous laughter. Damn it. I have to get in there.
Gordon.
No, hold your fire. He's dead. Never had a chance.
Captain Gordon?
We're supposed to,
Guns down, damn it. And none of this leaves this room.
I've compromised you. I should go.
Captain, sounds like we've got another situation.
Situation. I can hear the screams and coghorns from 6 blocks away. The Joker has played us all for fools. Williams Medical Center, the facility that houses the criminally insane, is a block away from here. Damn it. In a few weeks, these men would have been out at Arkham where they could only hurt each other. They aren't responsible for their actions, I know. I don't care. I count 2 dead and 8 injured. This stops now.
No! Get away! Help me!
Mama's darling, too much noise. No fair. I was playing.
You're real. You...
This is too public, but it couldn't be helped. More screaming a block down Van Meter Avenue. How many psychos escaped tonight while we were all waiting for Henry Claridge to die?
And at approximately 11:48, the doors get blown inward. Looks like he used C4 on them. Impact from the explosion killed these orderlies. Before the guards could rumble out of their hub here, he sprayed them with a machine gun. Got a statement from the one who survived. Said it was this Joker character for sure. Said he didn't even look at them, like killing them wasn't even important. Next, he takes out the orderly here at the dormitory door. One shot between the eyes. Kicks open the door to the psycho ward dorm.
Sorry to wake you, but I'm looking for some volunteers.
Tosses out a bunch of loaded weapons as a greeting to his new fan club. and invites them to join him for a night on the town.
Now, who wants to have some fun?
How do we know all these details?
That guy there, he saw the whole thing go down. Guess he's too afraid to even leave the room after dark, so he stayed put.
Thank God for small favors. How many inmates are missing?
Looks like 16. Most in for homicide. Or worse.
Homicide or worse. Great. This is one hell of a night, Murtaugh.
Only able to track down and capture 6 of Joker's escapees before sunrise. No sign of the rest. Which means he now has 10 insane men at his disposal. Under his influence. I can only imagine what he wants with them.
Are we going to be sleeping at all this morning, Master Bruce?
Not today, Alfred. I've got too much work to do.
So it would appear. I do insist, however, that you at least get 10 minutes rest and meditation before going back out tonight in this.
Took a blood sample from the reporter killed yesterday, and another from Claridge last night. Hopefully I'll be able to analyze this poison. Must be 2 variants, fast-acting and slow-acting, which may help me know what to look for. If my hunch is right, and I'm sure it is, Claridge had already been exposed to the poison before Joker made his announcement. Just as I get the chemical analysis running in the computer, Gotham's new nightmare makes a command performance.
Good morning, Gotham City! Looks like good old hero cop James Gordon was unable to stop the fulfilling of my prophecy last night. But don't let it get you down, Jimmy boy. Some things are just fate. And as we all saw in this morning's wonderful newscast, I took advantage of that little distraction to help free some poor misunderstood souls. Oh, what a party we had last night, I tell ya! Oh, the horror. And hey, I gotta say, I like my new name, the Joker. Funny I didn't think of that. So, I bet you're all asking yourselves, what can old Joker do to top last night's show? How about another deathmatch? J.W. Wilde, the hand of fate points your way. You die at midnight. As for the rest of tonight's entertainment, well, that'll just have to be a surprise. But I promise you'll die laughing. We now return you to your dreadfully boring day.
I'll see if my archives find any linked business activity between Claridge and Wilde. This monster seems to be operating out of madness, but with such precision, there must be a method to his sick games. Chemical breakdown on Claridge's blood sample is only at 83%. I'm glad I didn't let Alfred talk me out of the second supercomputer for the cave, or I would be sitting here all day. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the traffic on both the Kane and Spring bridges is backed up into downtown. It's not as bad as it would be for a hurricane warning, but it's bad. Especially when you consider this is a panic generated by one man. Of course, as far as Grogan is concerned, this is all my fault. He wastes a lot of time tearing me a new one. But I don't know what I could have done differently. Watch it with the mop, my friend. You must be new here. Word of advice, wait until the commissioner is gone before you clean his office.
Thanks.
It's becoming more and more clear that we're not dealing with someone who has a motive other than causing terror. And the sad fact is, if that's all he wants, he won't have a hard time finding it. Hell, if that's all he wants, in some ways he's already won. What's... It's a tox screen from Claridge. He was killed with a time-release poison. We need to test Wilde right away. But the lab said they wouldn't get this back for hours. Who... Was anyone just in my office?
Not that I saw. Oh, wait, yeah. think the janitor was cleaning up in there.
The janitor. You're getting too good at this, my friend. Jay Wilde spends the day undergoing a battery of tests, but the only thing we find is high cholesterol. No time-release poison is in his system. Turns out he was on the West Coast until the wee hours of the morning, and arrived home just in time to hear the threat against his life. So if the Joker wasn't able to get to Wilde before his announcement, then he must be planning a direct assault. I tell my men to expect the worst. They do. Luckily for us, Wilde's home has a top security system, and as it's separated from the city around us, it's a good place to protect him. Though why I can't get these newscopters out of the area, I don't know. Tomorrow morning, I'm yanking some licenses. Damn vultures. Can't stop looking at my watch, though it feels almost like time is standing still. Just the dread of waiting. No more word from my friend, but I assume he's out there somewhere. This is Gordon. What's it looking like out there?
All quiet so far, Captain.
Alright, keep me posted. Every cop in Gotham is working a double shift, and the streets are practically deserted. Thank God for that. Too many innocent bystanders died last night. I can't have any more on my conscience. You should really have that mask at the ready, Mr. Wilde.
Yes, I suppose so. What time is it?
11:58.
You must be slow, Captain. I've got midnight on the dot.
No, I've got the correct... Damn those helicopters. What the hell does he think he's doing? Oh, hell. The lights. Get to Wilde, damn it. Keep him safe. He's in the house.
Too smart. Creating all that chaos and cutting the power at the same time. He rushed in here with night vision goggles on any second now.
Don't panic. That's what he wants.
Let's see how he likes a surprise of his own. Flashbang. Should blind the Joker even more than the cops, since he's wearing the night vision.
Hey, who put on the lights?
I did.
Get off. You're wrinkling my threads, buddy boy.
Hold your breath, Bruce. Steady.
Over here.
No, hold your fire, damn it.
You? Why am I not surprised? They say you're an urban legend.
The psychopath is laughing. I'm about to break his bones, and all I can hear is his laughter echoing through the whole house. No, not an echo. It's Wilde. Damn it. He's fast, and I'm distracted. Idiot. One chance is all he needs. He's in the wind. Literally. And inside, Gordon is finding out what I already know. Jay Wilde is dead. I've failed. But hopefully not entirely. Batman, the man who laughs. Written by Ed Brubaker, with art by Doug Mankey. Adapted and edited by Chris Buckeye. Music by Jennifer Buckeye. Vesti La Juba, written and composed by Ruggero Leoncavallo. Performed by Enrico Caruso. Sound effects sourced from Zapsplat.com. Featuring the voices of Chris Buckeye and Jennifer Buckeye. Batman was created by Bill Finger with Bob Kane. The Joker was created by Bill Finger, Bob Kane, and Jerry Robinson. All characters are copyright DC Entertainment. This is a fan production with no infringement intended.